Rape and sexual abuse charges have been dismissed against a Gainesville man. 65-year-old Leonard Banks had the charges dismissed by the state and the Douglas County prosecutor. No reason was given for the dismissal. Banks entered an Alford plea last Monday to charges of voluntary manslaughter in the death of 24-year-old Kelly Ann Workman in 1989. He was sentenced to 15 years in prison. Two other suspects in the murder, 66-year-old Bobby Banks of Seymour and 65-year-old Wiley Belt of Ava, are still awaiting trial on charges of first-degree murder, first-degree kidnapping, and forcible rape. A mother and stepfather in Sharp County faced charges after a search for their missing 4-year-old girl. The girl was found safe. According to reports on July 3rd, the Sharp County Sheriff's Office received a report of a missing child from a home near Grange Road. Several agencies began searching for the child. They report that during the investigation, detectives learned the child's mother, Sierra Maple, possibly dropped the child off with family members in Pfeiffer, Arkansas the night before. Independence County Sheriff's Office followed up on a lead and located the child with family members. Sharp County arrested Maple and the child's stepfather, identified as Zachary Roberts, on suspicion of endangering the welfare of a minor. The Howe County Sheriff's Department reports the arrest of a woman following a vehicle pursuit. On July 2nd, just after midnight, a deputy observed a 2012 silver Chevrolet Impala weaving within its lane and then crossing the center line multiple times on State Route 14. The deputy attempted to conduct a traffic stop using emergency lights and sirens, but the driver failed to stop and continued east on State Route 14 before turning onto County Road 4410. The vehicle continued fleeing before finally coming to a stop in a driveway at a residence. A felony stop was conducted and three occupants were located inside the vehicle. The driver, identified as Jillian Wake, initially pretended to be asleep and later told deputies she believed the vehicle being stopped by law enforcement was fire department. Wake admitted to consuming alcohol earlier in the evening and was found to have a suspended driver's license. During the investigation, Wake refused to complete a field sobriety test and refused a breath test. Wake was placed on a 24-hour hold at the Howe County Adult Detention Center for charges of resisting arrest, driving while intoxicated, and driving while suspended. Her bond was set at $10,000. A woman from West Plains was arrested by the Highway Patrol Tuesday morning. 23-year-old Emily Shipley was arrested on charges of 2 counts of felony possession of a controlled substance, 3 counts of felony endangering the welfare of a child, 2 counts of unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia, and 2 counts of failure to secure a child less than 8 years old in a booster seat. She was taken to the Howe County Jail, then released. A woman from Thayer was injured in an accident east of Springfield on Tuesday. The Highway Patrol reports the 73-year-old woman suffered moderate injuries when she failed to yield and was struck by another vehicle. The Thayer woman was taken to Cox South Hospital. The accident happened on U.S. 60, 1 mile east of Springfield. The Thayer City Council met last night at City Hall for their regular monthly meeting. The council began by setting a public hearing for August 12th at 6:30 for comments on the amendments to the animal dog ordinance and approved a motion to update the city pound to add walls to protect animals from the weather. The council also approved a resolution to acquire the right-of-way on Green Street. City Clerk Brent Collins explained.
In the past, Green Street and Carpenter Road was gravel, and Special Road District controlled those. And at some point, Special Road District gave those roads to the city of Thayer, and we paved them. We started assuming control of those. Whenever that happened, they didn't put the right-of-ways in there, so the county has it recorded as Special Road District is control of those right-of-ways, although we have maintained them since we've taken over that road. We had a resident that had some water concerns, and he went to Special Road District to get it repaired, and they're like, no, it's not ours, but according to the county, it is. So we're trying to just alleviate this and assume control of those right-of-ways that we've maintained this whole time.
The City Council also approved a comprehensive plan contract for the electric grid submitted by MPUA. The City Council discussed the decorative lights along downtown streets and decided to do more research on the best way to improve them, and then approved the bid from Thayer Decorating for carpeting at City Hall. The city council meets the second Tuesday of each month at City Hall. The next meeting is set for August 12th at 7 p.m. The Baxter County Sheriff's Office is looking for help in identifying a person connected to a criminal complaint. The complaint involves property damage at Dollar General Store on Highway 5 South in Mountain Home. A picture of the man is available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Baxter County Sheriff's Office. The Sharp County Sheriff's Office Weekly Arrest Report is now available at our website at ecomnewsnetwork.com. The Arkansas State Police Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, in partnership with local, state, and federal agencies, has announced the successful completion of two primary operations, Operation Safe Online Summer and Operation Cookie Crumbs, targeting online child exploitation. These initiatives, conducted throughout April and May, resulted in dozens of arrests, multiple child rescues, and significant advances in the fight against internet-facilitated crimes against children. From April 1st to April 30th, the Arkansas State Police ICAC Task Force participated in the nationwide SOS initiative, joining all 61 ICAC task forces and their affiliates across the United States. The operation focused on proactive investigations into the trafficking of child sexual abuse material, identifying offenders exploiting children online, and increasing community prevention efforts through public outreach and education. During the month-long SOS campaign, the Arkansas ICAC Task Force opened 76 investigations, made 54 arrests, including four hands-on offenders, rescued 13 children from ongoing abuse, identified 24 new child victims, submitted 39 cases for prosecution, executed 86 search warrants, and examined over 248 devices and analyzed more than 13 terabytes of data. More information on the Arkansas ICAC Task Force is available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com.